Hey, Willie, when does the band get here?
No band, Alf.
Well, then who's going to back up the dancing poodles?
There are no dancing poodles.
Yeah, there are. I saw them on Letterman. They dance pretty good for white dogs.
No poodles, Alf. And next time I'll thank you not to order dancing dogs without asking me first.
Okay. So when do all the guests arrive?
Neil? He'll be here soon. He just had to stop off for a bottle of wine.
So my third anniversary of landing on your planet, gonna be just another day except for toilet paper on the ceiling and a piece of dry cake. Gee, guys, I'm all misty.
Alf, we're trying to make this as special as we can. Well, by the way, this isn't toilet paper.
Well, it does the job, although it chafes.
I'll get it.
Here, Alf, does this look like your spaceship?
Hello.
Well, you forgot the bumper sticker. My other spaceship is a Porsche. Other than that, it's a pretty feeble attempt.
Calm down, Mom. I can hardly hear you. Where are you? The airport.
Don't invite her! Don't invite her!
What's wrong? Oh, no. No, no. Stay right where you are. I'm on my way.
I thought you said we couldn't have a dancing dog.
Alf.
You're right. Who am I to assume she knows how to dance?
What happened to Grandma?
Mom and Whizzer had a fight. She left him. I gotta go pick her up.
What, is her thumb broken? We've got a clock and a bird.
Uh-huh.
Bird watch. A bird watching. That's it. Let's eat. Are you sure? Watch bird. Watch bird. One flew over the cuckoo's nest. That's my final answer. Make it work. Oh, come on! What else could it be?
What about time flies?
What about a halfway decent clue?
Are you having fun, Al?
Yeah, great party. Considering you guys wouldn't let me have helium.
I believe I smell a victory.
Ready?
Yeah.
Go. Okay. West. West. Z. Sleep. Quiet. All quiet on the Western Front.
Where to go?
How come they always get the easy ones?
Time flies.
Oh, boy. The guest has arrived.
What on earth?
Hi, Willie. Hi, everyone. Hi, Al. Happy anniversary.
Hi, Uncle Neil.
Hi, Uncle Neil. Why are you dressed like a bed?
Al said it was a toga party.
Shoot! That was the call I was supposed to make.
I'll get you something to put on.
Or we could all wear sheets. Lynn, toga, toga, toga.
Fat chance, fat chance, fat chance.
So where are the dogs?
They're at the airport.
I heard that. He's upset because Kate went to the airport to pick up her mother, and he's afraid that she's going to spoil his party.
Oh, what brings Dorothy to town?
She and Whizzer had another fight. She flew out by herself.
Oh, that's a shame. Another marriage flapping in shallow water. That's how I felt when Margaret dumped me.
Oh, great. My party's turning into a suicide watch.
Everything I own in the world is in those suitcases.
Mrs. Deaver, we're very, very sorry about any inconvenience. If they are not on the next plane, we will have them delivered as soon as we can locate them. Please accept this coupon, good for one free drink plus earphones on your next international flight. Some restrictions apply.
Listen, young man, this is not the first time I have gone through this on your airline.
Okay, look, all right, I confess. I took your bags. I was behind you on the counter in St. Louis. I said to myself, ooh, this lady must have pretty things. Is that what you want to hear?
Well, there's no need to get nasty.
I'll check one more time because I care. Have a seat.
Smart Alec. Mom.
Oh, Kate.
Oh, I have been looking so
good
all
to
over
see
for you.
You.
What happened?
Oh, it was awful.
I did roadside check-in in St. Louis. Never do that. Always take your bags.
Mom.
I was talking about you and Whizzer.
Look, I don't want to talk about it. I have more important things on my mind.
Okay, here. Come here. Come here. Sit down. Mom, you can replace luggage. You can't replace a husband.
That depends on the luggage.
Mom, Whizzer.
He's dead. How's the baby?
You flew 2,000 miles. You call me in a panic. You don't want to discuss it. Fine.
He doesn't give a damn about me. All he cares about is jazz, jazz, jazz. The man is a cultural cul-de-sac. Do you know what it is like trying to reason with someone while he's draining his spit valve?
Mom, you knew a spit valve came with the marriage.
But I didn't know my home would end up being a storage locker in L.A. All I asked from him was to give up his lifestyle and stay in one place, here. He said no. So I suggested a new place to store his saxophone and left.
Mom, you knew how important being on the road was to Whizzer. Now, is it possible that you're not being totally sensitive to his feelings?
Kate, that is not fair. I'm a very sensitive person.
I'm sorry.
Now, where's Rain Man with my bags? What?
Hello?
Oh, hi, honey. Where are you?
What?
Well, what happened?
Oh, don't tell me. She's been taken hostage. I say no deals.
They're still at the airport. They lost Dorothy's suitcases.
Too bad they didn't lose her.
Well, tell her we say hi. Fun? I wouldn't say fun. Hurry home, though. We'll save you some cake.
Wait! Don't tell me! You got me my dancing poodles after all! Oh, I shouldn't have said anything. I spoiled the surprise.
Get in the kitchen.
Oh, you're really gonna milk this, huh? Okay, I'll try to look surprised. How's this?
What's Whizzer? Whizzer.
Hi, Willie. Huh. Is Dorothy here?
No, Kate just went to pick her up at the airport.
I must have just missed them. Hi, Neil. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Whizzer.
Hi, Whizzer.
I guess you heard.
About your fight with Dorothy?
The woman is impossible. Nothing I do seems to please her. I'm telling you, this thing has got me so worked up, I don't know what to do anymore. I would have called, but I've been a bundle of raw nerves ever since the argument. It's all I can do is to keep myself from losing it altogether. I need a beer. No!
Relax! I'll leave a buck on the counter, you cheapskate!
Oh, I'm sorry. See what I mean? Stop!
Yeah! Arf, arf. Would you believe meow?
How's your headache, Wizard?
It's getting better. You know, I always thought that hitting the ceiling was just an expression. Does he levitate or cure people by touching them or anything?
You kidding? Can't even make his own bed.
I can't sew. I just don't want to.
Here you go, Wizard. Drink this. Your pupils are dilating nicely.
Thank you. So, Alf, what have you done since you got here?
Well, Willie?
Oh, well, he eats a lot. Have I left anything out, Alf?
This is incredible. First my wife leaves me, then I meet an alien. How many people can say that?
Come on, 7 come 11. Daddy needs a new pair of shoes. Don't give me no boxcars, baby. Yeah, oh yeah, mama come to papa. You know what I like.
You have to comment on every single card?
It's a quick drop from wonderment to aggravation, isn't it, Wizard?
Come on, shut up and bet. Who didn't, Auntie?
You, Alf.
All right. Cover me, Neil. What's the limit?
$5, same as it was a half an hour ago.
Okay, keep your shorts on. I open for a quarter.
I'm in.
Me too.
I'll stay for a quarter.
Sure, why not?
Well, too rich for my blood.
You were the one that made the bet.
Oh, hello, Mr. Hoyle. I didn't see you come in.
Cards, everybody.
Okay, I'll stay with what I've got.
2 is fine.
1, please.
Will you not, please not keep looking at my cards?
Then keep them out of my face.
Give me 2.
Dealer takes 3.
That sounds good. I'll have the same.
You already said you didn't want any. It's too late.
But that was before I knew what Willie's cards were.
I'm out.
What was the limit again?
$5.
Well, in that case, I'll bet 35 cents.
I'll see that 35 cents, and I'll raise you $1.
I'm out.
Yep, me too.
Well, they're dropping like flies. The bluff's working. All right, I'll see that dollar, and I'll keep it company with... What's the limit? I'm kidding! Kidding, man! Willie, would you stake me?
To what? Oh, I mean, yeah, sure.
Okay, I'll see you 4, and I'll raise you 5.
What do you say, big talker? Thanks. Let's see him, Neil.
3 queens. What do you got?
Well, enough sense not to bet with my own money. My deal, 5-card draw, all red cards wild.
Well, the place is still standing. What'd you do, dump the alien?
No, he's still with us. As a matter of fact, we're throwing him a party in his honor.
Open or close casket. I'm sorry. I guess I'm just upset. It's not every day you lose your luggage.
Mom, you'll spend the night with us, and in the morning you'll get in touch with Wizard and discuss your differences like mature, rational adults.
Come on, come on.
come on. Give me my cards. Give me my cards back.
No.
Yes. Make me. Step outside, you little...
Wizard!
Dorothy.
What are you doing here?
I came looking for you.
So, you met Cousin It.
Met him. He's cheated me at cards.
Sore loser. Can't prove it.
Oh, Dorothy, good to see you again.
Yes, Willie.
Hi, Grandma.
Oh, sweetheart.
Hi, Dorothy.
Hello, Neil. Oh, I'm sorry about you and Margaret.
Oh, thanks, Dorothy. It was a tough adjustment. I mean, after all, when you spend as much time with one person...
Can it, Neil? She's not interested. So, Dorothy, can I get you something? A cab? A rickshaw? A broom?
No, maybe just a baseball bat and a small body bag. I think maybe we should give Dorothy and Alf a little privacy.
Don't you mean Wizard?
What'd I say?
You said Alf.
Oh, what could I have been thinking? Mom, talk to Wizard. Not in front of the orange hairball.
At least mine's natural.
Come on, Wizard. We have got to talk.
She's just cranky because Toto escaped from her little basket.
Look, Wizard. We're obviously two very different people with two completely different approaches to life who happen to be attracted to each other. The only solution that I can see is you have to change.
Look, there's one thing you have to understand. You're not more important in this relationship than I am.
I don't think that.
Yes, you do.
So what if I do?
Well, I think if we have a prayer of making this marriage work, we're going to have to ask ourselves one very important question. And be honest. Do you love me, or am I just convenient?
You're convenient.
So are you.
And I love you.
And I love you. You know, you'd think after three marriages between us, we'd be better at this.
So what are we going to do?
Well, each of us is going to have to give up something.
You first.
Well, I can't give up music, but I will agree to look for a permanent gig. And wherever that turns out to be, we can live there. How's that?
That is so giving and thoughtful of you. Can we live here?
No. Now, this is the part where you have to give up something.
But I like being here. I like being close to Kate and the kids. How can you ask me to give that up?
Well, I was hoping you'd like to be near me.
Do you say that to every cheap floozy you pick up in a bar?
Only the ones I marry.
Oh, gross! Now I won't be able to eat for a week. Kate, get in the kitchen and hose down your mother. Yeah.
You know, I miss being nice like this.
I know. I hate it when we fight.
Of course, making up has its advantages.
Are you sure you two wouldn't be more comfortable at the Y?
Shouldn't you be digging yourself a hole for the night?
You know, Dorothy, they should make a movie of your life story. They could call it Lady Brings the Blues.
Alf, can we be alone?
Well, I appreciate the offer, but I'd rather swallow a hammer.
Can't the two of you get along for even 5 minutes?
Hey, this is as good as it gets.
Well, then, are you planning to stand there the whole night?
Of course not. Just till Letterman is over. Maybe they have the dancing poodles tonight.